WDW Memories Podcast, Memory 249, Watching the American Music Machine and Riding Epcot's Friendship Boats. Put those headphones on and join me now for another of my Walt Disney World memories, brought to you in immersive binaural sound, as we are treated to a unique vocal performance by the American Music Machine before slipping across the World Showcase Lagoon on Epcot's Friendship Boats. Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at wdw-memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to wdw-memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we relive that Walt Disney World magic. Well, hello, and welcome to the WDW Memories Podcast, where together we relive that Walt Disney World magic. My name is Lou, and I'll once again be your host on this magical adventure. Who's ready for Christmas? What a year this has been, and I think the holiday spirit is just what I need to get through it all. That's probably why so many in my neighborhood had their Christmas decorations up weeks ago. We are all looking for that escape, a way to relive the joy we have in our memories. That's why this podcast exists, to help you escape the walls around you and to get you to a place of joy and happiness when it's so far away. So let's escape back to Epcot again. For today's memory, we're continuing our second day in the parks. Our beautiful summer morning is now a hot September day in 2016. If you remember from last time, we just got to experience the Epcot musical groups on our way to the American Adventure Pavilion to catch the Voices of Liberty. Now we're going to reverse course and head back to Future World, but first, we wanted to see this new group performing in the American Gardens Theater called the American Music Machine. In the last memory, you heard me ask the lady at the entrance about them because our whole family is big fans of vocal groups, especially with this rebirth of a cappella, and are very interested in seeing them. We'll join the memory right as we step outside the building and the group is being introduced. We'll walk right up and take a seat at the mostly empty outdoor amphitheater. After a few songs, though, the kids are looking a little restless, and we'd been keeping an eye on the friendship boats and saw that one was on its way back to Morocco, so we decided to head out and catch a ride across the World Showcase Lagoon instead. We arrive at the dock, and once on board, we find a seat inside to enjoy a little air conditioning and a calm ride, where we can rest our feet for a little bit before heading to do another attraction or two in Epcot before heading to the Magic Kingdom. As we exit the boat, we'll make our way back into Future World, stopping to splash in the water fountains a little bit and enjoy a bit of another show of the Fountain of Nations. As I said earlier, we're fans of a cappella and had high hopes for the American Music Machine. Unfortunately, this wasn't one of their best performances, especially after hearing the super tight and amazing Voices of Liberty just in the last memory. They're very talented, don't get me wrong, and hopefully Epcot will be finding more groups like them to bring into the parks when they begin the process of fully reopening again. Before we jump into the memory for today, I want to remind you that you should come visit my wdw-memories.net website. There you can find show notes with pictures of the rides, as well as links to watch our show on Memories on YouTube, see photos on Google and Instagram, and connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest. Also, if you like what you're hearing and you want to say thank you, you can find links on the website to buy me a coffee, support our binaural microphone replacement campaign, or maybe become a recurring patron supporter to help ensure that we can continue bringing you these memories for years to come. Finally, we're now up to 173 ratings on Apple Podcasts, closing in on 200. Thanks to all of you for your ratings and reviews. If you'd like to leave a review and maybe hear it on the podcast, make sure you head over to Apple Podcasts and leave your feedback. These reviews have helped the show be found by more subscribers, plus they give more potential new listeners an idea of how great this podcast is. Oh, and while you're listening today, maybe take a moment and help me spread the word and share that you're listening and loving this memory. Invite one of those friends that loves Disney. Post it on social media. And, you know, just think, maybe a virtual escape to Walt Disney World is just what someone you know or love needs to get through these stressful times. Help me spread some of that Disney magic out there. Today's memory is in binaural once again, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now join my family as we listen to a new vocal group create music with nothing but their voices, and then take a peaceful ride across the World Showcase Lagoon.
Thank you. Come on.
How you did me wrong, and I grew strong.
head over to Soren.
To love and accept everyone for who they are. I think it's important to try to look within.
All right, the boat's coming, so we're going to try and catch that back. So I need you to move a little bit.
Can we learn to love and accept everyone Can you carry me? I'm tired. Oh, there's Belle. Right there.
Oh, yeah.
Belle.
It's Belle.
Ah, mommy. Yep. Hello. Here, I'll let you guys sit in the window. What do you guys want to go do? Go do Soren one more time.
Plaza that's located next to the Canada Pavilion will be arriving in about 4 minutes. We ask that you remain seated while we are in motion, and please no smoking on board.
Kiddos know what that is out there? Nope. It's a bird, Susie. That big black thing out the middle is, that's the fire barge. That's the fire one. Earth is over there, and the globe is back behind the American Pavilion. That's where it comes from. It comes floating out to this point here. Actually, it's odd. I don't see it back there. Usually you see it sitting right beside the tall ship.
Seated as we dock
and wait
for our captain's all clear to
rise and go ashore. That's right there. Yeah. Helping him stretch. That's so nice of you to help him stretch.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll welcome to Canada. Please all step over at Gatebo.
Thank you.
Absolutely. You guys have a great day.
Bye. He said bye-bye to him, to her. Why are you walking on my feet? Mikey, carry me. Goose. I win.
I'm second place.
Mikey, hold
me in.
Tickles.
No tickles for Mikey, boy.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what that noise was.
Who wants to run through the
It's like their air conditioning, whatever it is back there. Can I just hang out in here, please? Oh, fountains are going again. Come on, dude. Do not get your socks or shoes wet. Just touch the fountains for it. Oh well. We're in the wind. All right. You see it?
No.
Do you see it now? Beautiful little pond. I just love this little pond. With the clear water and this gray stones underneath, I think it's always just looks so pretty. Put one of those in your bedroom. This may not work. We can get out, but trying to figure out what all those long things were. go over here.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.